Hare Krishna, I'm here at Pranabandhu Prabhu Ananda Vigraha Devidasi's home, taking care of Radha Damodar. And yesterday I arrived from Scotland. It was a very busy day, taking the train down, going to the dentist. From the dentist, I went all the way to Aylesbury. For those who know England, know that that's quite a way back up again past the manor. And I went to visit Chau Chandra, Devidasi, who's a relatively recently initiated disciple. And she got from what... I can understand liver cancer, and it was not found out until it was already too late, and it had really spread very, very quickly all throughout her body. And last week I got a message from Barshana, and she'd told me that she wanted me to come and visit her when I was here. And so when I came to Scotland, and I gave her ring. Actually, by that time, I'd already gotten a message that she was doing very poorly. And so, actually, Adiguru went to see her, and I spoke to her from Scotland over the telephone. She wasn't able to respond. Adiguru said that she was at that time already not in a condition where she could speak. She was lying at home, and her family were taking care of her, and but she did repeat Guru Guru a few times, and held his hand closer to her ear when he was holding the telephone, from which in which I was speaking, and then. Right around his garland just broke. So, yesterday evening, I went to see her. She wasn't able to communicate by that point. And I'm quite confident that she heard me. I was able to speak to her a little, but I just preferred chanting. We had kirtan, myself and Adiguru, for about 15 minutes. And then I sensed that it was time to say goodbye. And this morning I got the message that, yes, she had actually left her body around midnight. And one more Vaishnavi leaves this world. And on the way back I was speaking with Adiguru and mentioning to him this quote of Yudhisthira Maharaj, "Hani hani bhutani gacchanti hani dimalayam," that often we quote this in relationship to materialistic people who just continue on blindly in this material world, despite the fact that they see that others are dying in a way as if they're going to live forever. But to be quite honest, it applies to everyone who's still has bodily identification. And therefore, we find that often we also continuing like that with our plans for the future, expecting that they will go on. And if there's any type of disruption, then we get really, really disappointed. We're very much disturbed. But we need to keep on our toes, that we're making best use of our time, that we don't fall into this illusion that everything is okay, everything is going to be okay, because it's not. We're also going to have to leave this world, and one day it's going to be us. Something I've mentioned before, something I'll mention again, something we need to hear, something we need to come to terms with, and we need to build our lives around. Today is also Makara Sankranti, when the sun changes its course and starts moving south. It actually answers a question that someone had asked about a month ago about when did Bhishma Dev actually leave his body. So my information is that Bhishma Dev left his body on this day. He waited, that was over a month from the speaking of the Gita Jayanti and his own departure from this world. at the time when he actually fell, he was going to leave his body, but different saints came in the form of swans, and they encouraged him, no, you should wait. The auspicious time is at the time when the moon changes its course. And Krishna talks about that in the Bhagavad Gita. It's an auspicious time for yogis. And of course, Bhishma Dev was not a yogi, but at the same time, he showed how those who are yogi Mishra Bhaktas, devotees whose devotion is mixed with faith on yoga, thinking that by yogic siddhis, by yogic practices, by following the rules and regulations that relate to yogis, that will actually improve or enhance their devotion. Not pure devotee. But by practicing that type of yoga properly under devotional guidance, then people can also come to the platform of pure devotional service. So he left his body today. That's the answer to whoever asked that question on that day. And also, today is a day where in the Ganga Sagar, in the Bay of Bengal, there's a big festival in honor of Lord Kapiladev. Many, many millions of people actually go there. And last night, Ananda Vigraha and Aditi, they stayed here, didn't come to the program because they were making kites for Radha Damodar. Supposedly, today is a day when Krishna with the queens used to fly kites in Dwarka. I've not read of such pastime in Vrindavan, not to say that it doesn't exist. And Srila Prabhupada talks about flying kites with his sister, chanting Hare Krishna to make it go higher. So in Gujarat today, that's a major festival. Everyone flies kites, so you can go fly your kite today. It's a suitable way to do that. And now, as far as I see, I'm curious to see, but Radha Damodar are also going to get some kites to fly. Certainly of games and sports, flying kites is about as innocent as you can get. Although, don't do it in a thunderstorm. And now I'm going to Sanjay Gadvi's. We're going to have prasadam over there. And then this evening having a disciples meeting and speaking more on Navabraja Mahima, which was last night's topic. Last night I was talking about Parikrama. Today I'm going to talk about the holy waters and the holy hills of the Dham. And today I didn't have such a lot. Yesterday I had a good day. I did 10 pages. Today I've done 4, and somehow or another I need to make up another 4 pages still during the day. So now we're on our way. And we'll be in touch tomorrow. And Hare Krishna to everyone. Oh yes, there were two things I wanted to mention. What were the two? One of them was wanted to thank devotees for who were contributing towards the maintenance of the site, the podcast. We haven't necessarily spent any money, but we're accumulating it in the account. And there was another topic, but senior moments. I forget what the second topic is. Perhaps I'll remember it by tomorrow. And Hare Krishna.